The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Okay, topic number two.
Okay. Art Levine wrote a piece in Valerie Strauss's answer sheet blog this week, reminding states that they had the power to shutter low-quality ed schools in order to streamline teacher training. What's the likelihood this will actually happen?
Well, you know, he has a good point, which is that right now we don't need as many teachers as we usually do. I mean, teachers are graduating, they're not getting jobs. And so he says this is the perfect time for states to become much more selective about who can become a teacher. And one good way of doing that is to close down the low-quality programs that are out there. You know, NCTQ is trying to put a spotlight on these low-quality programs with their big nationwide effort. Do you think that's a chance? Are any state policymakers going to listen to that and say, hey, yeah, let's take the opportunity to go after some of these bad ed schools?
I mean, it's funny. I mean, I would like to think that, you know, in states that are looking at tough budgets right now, and frankly, after the debt ceiling deal, you know, the implications for federal aid to the states are that states are now looking at deepened budget holes for fiscal 2013, 2014. I'd like to think that some of the Republicans and Tea Party legislatures would absolutely look there. I don't think any of them probably read Valerie Strauss, so Art might want to think about another way to communicate with them.
He should come on the show.
There you go.
Yeah, because I mean, I think we have a large Tea Party following. Don't you think so, Rick?
I don't think Fordham is necessarily the belle of the ball with the Tea Party nowadays. Right.
You know, I should say that Art Levine's piece had some dumb things to say. It seemed to imply that while you close down these low-performing programs, you should also get rid of things like Teach for America, which are heading in the wrong direction, you know, by opening the gates too wide to these people who haven't gone through ed school.
Yeah, Teach for America keeps bringing in people who, you know, would be...
I can't even begin to explain it. I was trying to explain his argument. I can't even quite. I mean, look, we should ratchet up our expectations like Teach for America does.
I mean, he's concerned that TFA is letting people into teaching who couldn't get into the nation's 1,100th best ed school. I mean, this is where he's coming from.
Well, you know, this line that because they don't have the other training that they're not as qualified. Well, whatever. But but bottom line, people, if you're listening and you have any say in it, close bad ed schools.
That'd be a nice thing to do.
If you not need to know who they are, we can give you a list.
There's like 7 or 8 times as many ed schools as there are law schools or medical schools. So you can cut out half the ed schools and half the teacher training. Excuse me. There's 7 or 8 times as many teacher training programs as there are law schools or med schools.
Yeah.
So go ahead, close half your state's teacher training programs, and you'll probably still have 4 times as many as you have law schools or med schools.